Hey, welcome to Lead Worshipper 101. In this class, we are diving into what it means to be worship leaders. And that's whether you're a vocalist, an instrumentalist, or a tech who serves behind the team. If you're part of helping create, support, or lead the gathered worship experience at your church, this class is for you. And I wanna make sure you heard that right. Even if you're a worship tech, video, lighting, or sound, and you're serving behind the scenes, you're as much a part of the worship leading as the people on the platform, and that's important. All right, let's talk about what we're going to cover in this class. You're going to learn what your role is as a lead worshiper. You're also going to learn why preparation matters. And then we're going to talk about how to prepare, not just musically, but spiritually as well. And then we're going to talk about your worship songs. Now, you're probably not the one picking out your songs, but as a worship team member, you need to have a grasp on why song selection matters. And then we're going to wrap up this class by talking about something called platform presence. It's basically how you lead visually from the platform. And techs, please don't tune this lesson out, because you have a really unique vantage point to help the platform team with this. Since you see them, you can actually encourage them to be more expressive. So techs, definitely don't tune out that lesson. All right, enough of my yapping. Let's go ahead and dive into lesson one.